Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 310. And following that, we sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 310. In fearlessness and love, I spend today. This day, my Father, would I spend with you, as you have chosen all my days should be. And what I will experience is not of time at all. The joy that comes to me is not of days nor hours, for it comes from heaven to your Son. This day will be your sweet reminder to remember you, your gracious calling to your Holy Son, the sign your grace has come to me, and that it is your will I be set free today. Amen. We spend this day together, you and I, and all the world joins with us in our song of thankfulness and joy to Him who gave salvation to us and who set us free. We are restored to peace and holiness. There is no room in us for fear today, for we have welcomed love into our hearts. In fearlessness and love, I spend today. As I contemplate this lesson, I wonder, how does it look like in the world of form to spend the day with God, with Spirit, with my truth? One of the lines says, we are restored to peace and holiness. A day spent with truth is a day spent in peace and holiness. He says, there is no room in us for fear today, for we have welcomed love into our hearts. In form, a day spent with our truth is one where we are in peace, where we welcome love into the heart. We use the day as a reminder to remember our truth, to return back to fearlessness and love. to be truly fearless? What does that take? To be truly fearless is to surrender the identity of the little self. We surrender by letting go of all attachments to, as he says, time at all. Joy comes not to me from days nor hours. Joy comes from letting go of the attachment to these constructs, to these limitations. To be fearless, I need to completely surrender to my truth, holding nothing back. If there is complete fearlessness, then is there anything but deep allowing, love? Holy Spirit, inner guide, my truth, help me today to be fearlessness. To surrender completely to the truth by letting go of all the attachments, all the false ideas, to be completely open-minded and self-honest. Help me today to simply be fearlessness and love. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we quiet the mind, getting into a comfortable position, settling in, reminding ourselves that we have one goal for the next few minutes, to simply be in awareness of our truth. To allow our truth to guide us. We turn inwards, letting go of the outer world, the world of form, the world of responsibilities and roles, the world of fear. And wanting it different. We let that all be just as it is. And we turn inwards, scanning the body for any sensations, noticing them, but not following them. Notice they're there like a scientist, but not finding any attachment or aversion to them. Just noticing what sensations there are in the body. Remembering they aren't us, we are simply aware of them. And notice any emotions. Just notice them. Don't attach to them or be adverse to them. Simply notice them. There may be an emotion of wanting to hurry. Notice the emotion of wanting to hurry. Notice it, but don't attach to it. Don't take ownership of it. Simply see that it is there. Feel the emotion without becoming attached to it. Notice it's there and then let it go. And notice any thoughts. Just notice. Don't attach to them or be averse to them. Just notice it's a thought. You're the one noticing, you're not the thought. And if the thought is sticky, trying to pull you in, simply remember that for the next few minutes, we're not interested in following thoughts, and we can return to that after we're done here. But for now, we simply watch the thoughts, notice them, acknowledge them, see that they don't really affect you, and let them go. Letting these all just be there, just as they are. Not wanting to change them or fix them or push them away, just allow them. Noticing that you aren't them. Who's thinking? Who's experiencing? Who's aware of all that? I am. I am. What is I? Following the I. The one allowing it to all just be there, just as it is. Following the I inward. The I before thought, before the body, before the emotions, that which is just being. Being unmanifested. And as we come back into the awareness of the body, the thoughts, the emotions, we remain seated in the heart, in the I. Knowing we are the awareness of the experience of time and space. Allowing ourselves to return to the manifest while remained seated in the unmanifest, in the heart. Namaste.